Apparently, in Southern California, there was ICE raids on a farm. Now, some people will say, oh, man, I can't believe it. You know, farmers, I thought that it was protected. It wasn't the same type of farm that y'all would think of. I think that it was a cannabis farm, if I'm not mistaken. But these protesters are getting out of control. And I warned y'all. I said it. I said, what's going to happen with these protesters is that they're going to start getting more and more brazen. They're going to get more and more belligerent. If you don't stop this, hold on, let me see before I show this on my screen. If you don't stop this in its tracks, all right, and I said this when it came to the protests, I was at Columbia University with Eric Adams. I said it on several different occasions. I said that if you don't make an example out of people and nip it in the bud, it is going to grow out of control. And what happens with people is people are so disrespectful that, you know, they feel like they can just do anything that they want to do when they want to do it. And the more that you give them, the more that they're going to overstep. The more that you give them, the more that you overstep. That's just the nature of people. Do you know why the live stream for After Hours don't really start until 10:30? Originally, the live stream was supposed to start at 10 o'clock. So if I want the live stream to start at 10:30, then I have to tell people to make sure that they be there by 10:15 or 10:10. If I want people to be into the live stream, and I'm not talking about like you get just now getting off of work, just getting off the plane or something like that. We're not talking about that. If I want people to pull up to the live stream by 10:25 so that I can start at 10:30, then I'm going to have to tell people to make sure that they're there by 10:05, 10:10. Now, it's going to be different for people on work. I'm sorry, my After Hours friends. I'm going to use y'all as an example. Now, it's different for the people on Monday nights, right? Because the people on Monday nights, they are trying to get on to an extent, right? So Q manages the people on Monday nights. Monday nights start at 10:05. What time do we hit the button? 10:06, 10:05. You know why? By the time that I join in at 10:04, 10:03, 10:04, and I'm still sitting on my computer and stuff, I see all 9 people that's up on the panel. All 9 people is up on the panel. You know why? Is this the same? It's the same thing that comes when you're talking about a job interview, right? If people are supposed to be at a job interview, then, and I'm not dissing nobody because I understand it's just the way that it is. It's like family members, right? Your family is going to be family no matter what. You just learn Quentin is going to be there first. Kimmy is going to be there right afterwards. Molly got business and stuff that she'd be taking care of afterwards. Carrie is usually going to be just getting in. Oh, I just got there just in time. Slimmy is probably going to get there either right after Quentin or Kimmy and Kim. Mika is not, she don't stream on Tuesdays. And so I be forgetting to even take her off of the cover photo on Tuesdays. But Mika usually gets there, you know, slightly after Slimmy. And 2K hop in right off this stream. That's just the way, that's the order of things. That is the way that it is. I don't care what the stream, I don't care if it's a Tuesday. I don't care if it's a Thursday. I don't care if it's a Friday. It's going to be unless people are like, yo, Anton, I'm not coming today or whatever. It's the same thing. It's going to be the same thing no matter what. Mika going to be right there. Usually she either a little early or she right there in the middle between everybody else. But me, you know, I can always say that Quentin is going to be the very first one that's on a live stream every time. Every single time. Quentin is going to be the first one there every time. And usually Quentin be there and we be sitting there talking for the next 10, 15 minutes while I'm still getting the show together. That's just the way that it is. Carrie is going to be chopping vegetables for the family. She's going to be getting it in. You know? It's the way it is. So what am I saying? I'm not going to get too derailed today. But the point that I'm making is you have to nip it in the bud. And these ICE protesters now, they feel compelled to actually, it was somebody out there with a gun shooting at ICE agents. First they was throwing rocks. Then they was defacing and spray painting federal buildings. Now, what are they doing? They're throwing rocks and they shooting guns. They're throwing rocks and they're shooting guns. That's what it is. And, you know, they should have nipped it in the bud. And if they didn't make examples of people, now it's just going to get exponentially worse. But this is what's happening over at these farms in Southern California. The most recent clash with ICE. This is how it played out.
This morning, the tense confrontation. Protesters attacking federal vehicles after immigration raids in California. The masked agents had shown up at a cannabis farm in Ventura County, northwest of LA.
Look, y'all, let me show y'all again.
Attacking federal vehicles after immigration raids in California.
Unheard of. Unheard of. This is never, ever, ever something that we would ever imagine. Unheard of. People are literally assaulting police officers, assaulting federal officers, assaulting ICE officers, assaulting Border Patrol. When I started seeing this footage and y'all started sending this to me, I said, this can't be real. No way that this is real in real life.
The masked agents had shown up at a cannabis farm in Ventura County, northwest of LA.
They have a lot of personnel. I think there's like almost 100 people down there. Yeah, they got canine and everything.
Men seen lined up against the wall with heavily armed agents and at least one person appearing to be under arrest. Federal agents setting off smoke canisters to disperse the crowds.
Right now they're popping off tear gas canisters and folks are just running like crazy and it's just chaos out here. I'm gonna have to get out of the way, folks.
The FBI now offering a $50,000 reward for information on the person who appeared to fire a gun at law enforcement.
I'm gonna show that to y'all again.
For information on the person who appeared to fire a gun.
If you want to make $50,000, if you want to make $50,000, then this is the person for your come up. You're trying to figure out how you can catch up on your rent. You need a down payment for a house. You want to pay off your car. You want to get your student loans under control. You want to get things taken care of. You're looking to get married. You want to buy a new engagement ring. If you want to go on a big vacation and have some left over, you want to come out here to California and hang at Disney World with me, then here's the person for you to do it. This is the person for you to do it. If you want to ever, if you want to put yourself in a position to win and you just need one more come up, then you need to go and find this guy. You need to go and find this guy. This is the person. This is Southern California. This is the person that you need to go and find in order to get a down payment. If you want to pay off your daughter's tuition for the semester and then also want to go and hang out, you want to go travel for the summer, this is the person that you need to find in order to go and get it.
Law enforcement. Another immigration raid unfolding in nearby Santa Barbara County at a second farm owned by the same company. No peace! California Governor Gavin Newsom's office calling the raids inhumane, saying agents continue to detain U.S. citizens and racially profile Americans, ripping families apart and disappearing parents and workers.
Now, remember, Gavin Newsom is now on a campaign trail running for president of the United States of America in 2028. He hasn't officially announced it. He's over in South Carolina. He's doing all of his pitching. He's getting back into campaign mode shortly after the 2024 election. Gavin Newsom is trying to run for president because he has term limits over in California and he cannot run for governor again. So he's trying to make sure that Anton already got his picture. They had it up this morning and he's still at large. Interesting. All right. That's good.
Into cruel federal detention centers. President Trump's border czar defiant as he addressed the clashes.
Look, I've said this from day one. They can protest all they want. But if they cross the line, they're going to be arrested and they're going to be prosecuted.
Last week, the president said he would allow undocumented migrants to keep working on U.S. farms.
If a farmer is willing to vouch for these people, in some way, Christy, I think we're going to have to just say that's going to be good. Because we don't want to do it where we take all of the workers off the farms.
But days later, Trump reversing course.
There's no amnesty. What we're doing is we're getting rid of criminals.
The raids leaving communities on edge. A Southern California Catholic bishop telling his parishioners to skip mass if they are fearful of ICE.
No, you need to identify yourselves. This is kidnap.
New video shows a woman in Torrance, California, filming as agents detained employees at a car wash. In New York City, a youth baseball coach says ICE agents approached kids as they were practicing, asking questions. And on Long Island, a 20-year-old student and her mother taken to an ICE detention facility one day before her college graduation. Back to the issue of raids on farms. This week,
I'm going to pivot for a second. I want to go over to the CNN view of it because I always like to be objective enough to get both perspectives before I start to really give my commentary. So this is CNN's coverage of it, and this is what they had to say as a result, right?
Video shows federal agents deploying what appears to be tear gas canisters into a crowd of protesters at a farm in Ventura County, California.
Oh my God, look it! They're attacking for no reason!
The incident took place at a farm on Laguna Road near Camarillo. Mayor of Oxnard, Louise MacArthur, referred to the location as, quote, a marijuana cultivator in a post on Facebook. Cannabis cultivation is legal in the state of California. The Ventura County Fire Department said they responded to calls of people having breathing problems in the area. A witness told CNN he was tear gassed during the incident, causing his eyes to burn. White House border czar Tom Homan told reporters, quote, they can protest all they want, but they cross the line, they're going to be arrested. Homan did not provide further details about the operation. It's unclear if any arrests were made during the incident. CNN reached out to U.S. Customs and Border Protection for comment and was instructed to contact ICE.
So breaking overnight, a standoff between federal immigration agents and protesters outside a cannabis farm in California. The raid happened in Ventura County. The video shows agents clashing with protesters, deploying what appears to be tear gas into the crowd. The fire department said that it responded to reports of people suffering with breathing trouble. Here's border czar Tom Homan speaking on Fox News about it.
I'm going to go over to Tom Homan on Fox News in a second, and so we'll get into that. But now they're starting to carry guns. They're starting to fire at ICE agents. They're starting to fire at police officers. They're destroying vans. They're doing a lot of stuff. And so I don't think that it's ever going to get better until you get all of these undocumented illegal migrants out of the country. And so as long as people continue to hide them, you're going to see it get worse. And then what Democrats are doing is they're trying to leverage this in order to get votes and drum up sympathy. Are y'all going to, I wish people would just get off the Democrat plantation altogether. The Democrat plantation is probably the worst thing that I've ever seen for people and minorities. And I did a video on this and I had a conversation because a guy was talking about it. And I don't feel sorry for these people. I don't feel sorry for people that came over here illegally because I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't get away with anything. I was just thinking about a ticket that I got that I forgot to call about that I'm going to put my people on. I don't get away with anything. at all. I got to have ID everywhere that I go. I, as an American citizen, whose parents was born and grandparents and great grandparents and so on and so forth, has been born in the United States of America. We have to have ID everywhere that we go. We can't get on a plane. You can't get a job. I can't get a job unless I have ID. Not only can I not get a job unless I have ID, for the types of jobs that I'm going for, they do a background check. They want to know whether or not you actually have a criminal record. They want to know if you've actually got the degree that you said that you have. They want to know everything. And so if I ever even want to get into the workforce, I have to have all of this documentation. I have to have paperwork. I have to sign authorization for them to do an extensive background check. They want to know if my identity ever been failed. Shit, they'll do a credit check. They will do a credit check. Brian B says, can't buy or sell a car. I'll do you one better, Brian B. If you buy or sell more than one car, more than two cars in a year in Michigan, you got to have a dealership license. And then you got to jump through hoops to get that. You have to have a dealership's license to sell more than two of your own vehicles. And then they're going to go in and hold you accountable for that. So, you know, when I see all of this happening, it's hard. It's hard for me to feel sorry for people that never abided by the rules in the first place, but yet we supposed to have a level of sympathy for them. Real talk. Crazy, man.